Willie, the floor is yours.
All right. Time for Week 12 picks. Philly Underdogs, brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Week 12 will look like this. George Plaster will pick first. He's tied for third with 18 points. Darren in second with 28.5 will pick second. Kelly Holcomb will be in the lead going in with 44 points and having his pick made by Chase McCade. He'll be picking third. Derek Mason picking fourth, also absent. Julian Council, looking for his first win of the year, will make the pick for D-Mace. And then Floyd Reese, with 16.5 points, will pick fifth. So we begin Week 12 with George Falasta.
Hey, Darren.
Yes, George.
If they're good enough to beat Kentucky,
I knew. I told you guys. I freaking told you. I said, this is what I told Steve and Floyd during the break. I said, I'm just going to tell you. I know George, and he is going to take my pick 100%.
Yep.
Gosh. Dang it.
That shouldn't surprise you.
No, I know. That's why I told him. I said, I know who I'm taking. I just told him. I said, look, George, you know, he can't hear this. I said, I'm taking Tennessee, but I know what's going to happen. George is going to take it.
Well, let me ask you all this. How many people involved in this think Tennessee wins this game?
Okay, here's the question I've got for you that I've posed to everybody. Why is Tennessee a 6-point underdog at home to Missouri? Look, I'm going to say this. I've watched a lot of Missouri this year, and I don't think they're that great. I don't.
Well, Darren, let's take the last 2 weeks, because I think Vegas, they don't miss very often, but I think they missed badly on the Vandy-Missouri line a week ago. 16-17 seemed way too much. I think they are still in this Drew Lock of a year ago when he was just throwing up these ungodly numbers. But the problem is, that offense hasn't been throwing up those kind of numbers this year, and I think Vegas has been slow to figure that one out.
Tennessee is a 6-point home dog taking on Missouri a week after pounding Kentucky. And I have to agree with you guys. If you look at the lines involving Missouri the last several weeks, I think they've all been kind of puzzling in Missouri's favor. And so I think this is going to be an extremely popular pick amongst our fans as well.
Weren't they the underdog in South Carolina too? And I know South Carolina ended up winning by a field goal, but did Missouri cover in that game?
That's going way back. I don't remember that they were surprisingly high favorite at home when they played Kentucky, when Kentucky had only one loss and was on a roll. And, of course, they had that game under control and then let it slip at the end. But still, everybody was really stunned that they were favored by that much. Moves on to the second pick, Darren McFarland, who needs points, still in the race here, but looking to close the gap on Kelly.
Indian Fever. It starts from the very first inning. Indian Fever. Each game is a brand new beginning. It's the hits, the homers, the double plays. It's how you feel when we win. So catch Indian Fever.
Be a believer.
With the Cleveland Indians.
Don't tell me I don't know George. I knew he was going to take my pick. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
And it's a lock.
Oh, was that? Wait a minute. Did you book it?
He didn't, but
oh.
I am.
Oh. What does that mean?
I'm just saying that's a lock.
Your added perspective is you're booking it too?
Yes.
Okay.
So congratulations to George. You're going to win.
Oh.
Well, Chase, thank you for the confidence.
You're welcome.
Good to talk to you. Added perspective. This number has been very good to me this season. Very, very good to me. And so I'm going to stick with that number. And I know they haven't been good, but I also know how this works. I think you were off a week, Willie, with this team. Because anytime things start swirling, and there's, oh, he's fired. Oh, wait a minute, he's not fired. That we didn't say that, and it's, you know, we're not trading him. We're not firing him. So there's all this weirdness right now in Boulder. He's in, he's out, he's in, he's out. Usually they tend to respond, especially when the team hasn't come out and said, no, he's gone. He's gone at the end of the year. So there's this uncertainty. There's this weirdness. So Mike McIntyre, my guess, will rally the troops.
Play for coach.
Play for coach. Everybody's against us. We're not going to let you fire our coach. And Colorado goes out and beats Utah.
Win one for the McIntyre.
I'm going to take – thank you. I'm going to take Colorado.
Colorado is a seven-point dog against Utah. And one thing that is not clear on the Tennessean lines, is that game in Boulder or is that –
it's in Boulder.
In Boulder.
Yeah.
Okay. So home dog. Yeah, I went down with the ship on that one last week.
Now, is there any roster moves that I need to know about?
You already made the pick.
Yeah, it doesn't matter now.
All right.
LaVisa Chenault came back last week.
I guess, I mean, big notes from last week was Utah lost their starting running back and quarterback going to the game, but they still won.
I like it even more. I like it. That's good. Card laid is a card played. I'm sticking with the Buffaloes.
All right. That brings us to Kelly Holcomb. Right now, the leader in the competition, realized early this morning he would not be available to be on the air, so he has been conspiring with Chase McCabe.
Julian.
Oh, that's right. Julian is making the pick? Oh, yeah. So Chase is representing Derek. All right. So Julian will make the pick for Kelly. So let's go ahead and strike up Hank Williams.
We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I'm not Kelly.
What's a CMA?
Okay, so
I got to be honest, George, I really liked filling in that spot last week because I think I did Pash Me the Skull Bandits.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with one every week, I'll tell you.
So Kelly, unlike the rest of you, Floyd, Derek, George, actually gave me his top three picks. The first one was obviously Tennessee, so that's gone. But he also put in this text message, Wake Forest in Arizona, Wake Forest being his second pick. But following that, he said, don't think about a Carolina team, Haas. I'll punch you when I see you. So I'm kind of concerned.
So
I don't know
Kelly.
What to do because Wake Forest is in the state of North Carolina, and he told me not to pick a Carolina team, even though Wake Forest is up here. So do I go with the Deeks or do I go with Arizona?
I think he meant the Tar Heels. He needed to be specific.
Okay, so.
Because you've been very North Carolina centric
all
season.
In the risk of getting punched, I will take Wake Forest, who is a 6-point dog against Pitt. I don't know where that is.
I
think
marked.
It's in Winston-Salem.
Go Deeks.
I had it marked big
for
time.
Julian's sake.
That is so Kelly, that comment.
That is funny.
Right?
So the Demon Deacons are a 6-point dog against the very mercurial Pitt Panthers, who have been heavily involved in our contest. If you look week to week, Pittsburgh has been involved on both sides of a bunch of picks, and it's been a source of points for Kelly in particular. In fact, 2 weeks ago, he got the 7 points with Pittsburgh knocking off Virginia 23-13. So that's an interesting pick. Now, where is that game? Is that
it's in Winston-Salem. So
okay.
It's, yeah, at BB&T Field. If Pitt wins, I think they clinch the Coastal Division and represent themselves as sacrifice for Clemson this year.
Okay. Willie, are you are you in the ozone, or do you not have internet? What's the deal? Well, in the Tennessee, I was texted the picture of our beloved paper from Julian. But it doesn't have the home team in bold on some of these picks.
Yeah, but, I mean, there are computers. Phones have computers. I just learned that about a year ago.
The famous line, George? Ways... There are phones in all 50 states?
Yeah, there are a lot of ways now to transmit information, and you just seem clueless.
Things I never thought I'd hear from George Plaster.
Yeah, George getting on me for being, a little bit – lacking in the technology department.
All right, moving forward. Now Chase McCabe is getting set to step up to the microphone to pick for Derek Mason, who right now has 18 points. He needs a big one. Vanderbilt slipped through his fingers last week, so let's see what he's got in store.
Hello, friends. No stopping, there'll be no.
No stopping. I feel inspired by the song. So Derek has submitted his picks via text message. Willie, it's a new concept you should look into. That's how you can get information sometimes. And I'm surprised this game – actually, I'm not surprised this game hasn't been taken. He has selected Syracuse.
Yep, I had it marked.
Against – Syracuse, a 10-point dog is what I have. Is that is that what the Tennessean has?
That's at Yankee Stadium.
Yes. So that is an interesting game. Syracuse is a 10-point dog against undefeated Notre Dame. The game is at Yankee Stadium, and I don't know if you guys have seen the picture. Now, Notre Dame came out with some funky uniforms last week, but if you thought those were crazy, take a look online at the uniforms they're going to be wearing in this game.
The pinstripes.
Yes.
I just hope the field's in better condition than Mexico City.
Well, that is fair question. Is what will the weather be like in Yankee Stadium? Of course, they host the Pinstripe Bowl, which Syracuse, I believe, has played in before. But that's an interesting venue for a big football game.
Patrick Corbin pulling out the first pitch.
I think the Yankees are interested in Mr. Corbin.
Yeah. I knew somebody would figure that one out.
Yeah.
I wish Atlanta was interested.
So that's a pretty intriguing 10-point pick. Syracuse, of course, gave Clemson a pretty good run down at Clemson earlier this season. They've been pretty good. They have pulled upsets in the past. So that brings us to Floyd Reese, the final pick of week number 12.
Well, when you guys moved the time up on me and my analytics department wasn't quite ready, so they had to give me what they've got. A couple of the games I had, you guys have already taken, which I don't blame you. I think I'm going to go with, I can see that I can vault into third place with a couple of points here. So I think I'm going to go Wisconsin is a 4.5-point dog at Purdue. And I think Purdue has been kind of, you know, on a little bit of a cloud nine here. And I think Wisconsin is going to go in there maybe with a little purpose. The weather's going to be horrible. And those 360-pound linemen will wear you out now. So I'm looking for Wisconsin to wear them out.
The Badgers of Wisconsin are a 4-point dog, according to the picture that Julian has sent me, at Purdue. As it's so interesting, that division in the Big Ten has been locked up by Northwestern. How about that? They'll be in the championship game, and not Wisconsin.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Hey, Floyd.
He's done a great job.
Yep.
About that cloud nine Purdue's on, they just lost by 31 at Minnesota last week.
Yeah. they're still in great shape. I mean, no, what's their record now? I don't even know.
I think they're like 5-5 or something like that, 6-4.
Yeah, remember they started 0-3. They had three really tough losses,
right,
all close games early, and then they went on a run.
Which is Purdue? I mean, if you win more than three or four, you should be coach of the year.
6-7 wins there. That's right in line.
They got Vanderbilt next year. All right, so let's recap the picks for week number 12 in the Silly Underdog Competition, brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Remember, you can play online by going to thegamenashville.com. Even if you haven't played all year long, want to have a little fun, go to thegamenashville.com, make your three picks, and see if you can hang with the insiders. Here's what we've got. Plaz, with the first pick, selects the obvious one. You knew this one was not going to be on the board long. He goes with the Volunteers of the University of Tennessee, a 6-point home dog playing good football right now and hosting the Missouri Tigers, who barely escaped last week at home against Vanderbilt. if the Vols win, they are bowl eligible. If they lose, they'll be able to play for bowl eligibility next week against Vanderbilt. Darren, picking second, takes the Colorado Buffaloes and the embattled coach Mike McIntyre. They are a 7-point home dog against Utah. Darren in second place, needing points. The leader in the competition is Kelly Holcomb with 44 points. He selected third, and he selected via Julian Council. He selected from the state of North Carolina, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the Wake Forest Demon Deacon, a 6-point home dog taking on the Pitt Panthers. Batting fourth this week, Derek Mason, through Chase McCabe, selecting the Orange of Syracuse, a 10-point dog in Yankee Stadium, taking on the undefeated Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, who are trying to stay perfect and get into the national playoff. Pressure is on. And finally, Floyd Reese, selecting fifth, trying to move out of the cellar by taking the Badgers of Wisconsin, a 4-point dog on the road, taking on Jeff Brohm's Purdue Boilermakers. Those are the picks for week number 12. And gentlemen, as always, good luck.
What's your loser pick?
My loser pick was going to be Wisconsin, but I am going to go.
Default?
Why don't I go with the Minutemen of UMass, a 41-point dog in Athens against Georgia. If I win, I'll take over the lead in the contest.
Oh, my goodness.
That'll do it.
Okay. Your picks have been fantastic this year. It's not so easy, is it? Yeah.
It's not very
easy. Don't see me. I can't believe nobody took Cincinnati Bearcats. I can't believe nobody took Virginia Tech. I can't believe nobody. Right, and then one of them hits. See, I told you guys. Yeah.
He's gotten one of those burgers that doesn't taste so good.
George, good stuff. Have a great rest of your week.
Darren, thank you.
George Plaster, Chase, good job picking for D-Mace.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Floyd, appreciate it as always.
You bet.
Be listening coming up at 2 o'clock. Jared and the GM, 2 until 6 o'clock. Willie, when we come back, you want to talk a little hockey?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the Predators as they wrap up their road trip tomorrow night where Willie is in Glendale, Arizona, against the Coyotes. Back to wrap up Wednesday's edition of Darren and Donch next.